And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the 97.3 The Fan Studios with Captain Drew Card from the Pacific Queen. You want to talk bluefin, you want to talk yellowfin, you want to talk fishing. Here we go with Captain Drew Card. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trix 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trix 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Trix reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trix Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
I always wear a life jacket when I'm on the water because I'm lazy. I like floating like a giant turtle covered with SPF 50. The life jacket does the work. I highly recommend this to everyone. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. What a fun show today is going to be.
Yeah, man. Indeed. And, of course, there's 8 people that are anxiously awaiting a big decision today.
No
of course,
doubt.
This is our day that our 2019 San Diego County Ford Dealer Grand Prize winners are announced. And that's a big day for eight people.
Heck
for
yeah,
sure.
Man.
And I want to thank everybody for coming out to El Cajon Ford yesterday. What a great show.
That was really cool. A lot of people, man. That was a big crowd.
And Paul Dyke is such a great, great host over there and such a great store, El Cajon Ford, right there. And thanks for coming out, everybody. Thanks for all our assistants out there, too.
I'll bet those guys sold a lot of cars and trucks
yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a big weekend. This is a mega weekend for selling cars and trucks, and those guys weren't messing around yesterday. You could tell their whole squad was there ready to go.
Did you get a chance to see that new Ranger?
I did. Ranger. I saw the new Ranger, and I went and saw the Super Duty they were talking about, the diesel Super Duty that they had for under 50 grand.
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive. Yeah, I'll bet they sold that yesterday.
I bet you're right.
But just to run down the list of prizes we're giving away today. Grand prize, of course, the four-day fly-down, fly-back trip on the Royal Star, including a round-trip ticket on Alaska Airlines from L.A. to Mazatlan. We have that great trip on the Blackjack out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
Yeah, your own charter.
Your own charter, your own four-pack there. A complete set of AFCO Anhydrous foul weather gear, full set of that. And a Shimano Torium 20HG and a Shimano Talus rod and reel combo there. There's four of those. And then we have your choice of any pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, along with a Shimano Trank 300 reel.
So that's
the eight prizes available today, and we're gonna name them sometime in this show.
Right,
we're gonna be drawing. We have the eight cards of the eight qualifiers here, and we're gonna be giving those away and make some people very, very happy.
No doubt.
So in the meantime, we have Captain Drew Card from the Pacific Queen. Good morning, Drew.
What's up, Drew?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Boy, what a year for the Pacific Queen.
Yeah, we've been having a great year.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Again.
Yeah, again.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So, you guys are the, I would say, probably number one charter boat in Southern California, I would say.
We like to think that,
I guess. I mean, as far as the go-to boat right now?
Yeah, we hope to be. You know, we take a lot of pride in our operation, and, you know, we try hard and try and put people on fish, and we like to be out there a lot, and hopefully that reflects in people's trips.
Yeah. So what's the magic you guys have? Other guys are getting them, but not like you guys. What's the magic?
I don't think there's magic. I think it helps a lot that we're out a lot. We're out probably more than anybody or as much as anybody. So being on the water all the time, kind of being able to keep track of where things are, situations, conditions. That's probably the most helpful.
Your crew, too, you know, both your partner and Gavin and the whole crew, they're just young and hungry and super energetic.
Yeah.
And, like, even on long stretches, like, one thing that I know working at the tackle store, even, like, on long stretches, the second the boat comes in, those guys are all in the shop buying gear and buying jigs, and, like, they want to fish. Can tell those guys are so into it. It's a cliche thing to say, but it's so much more than, like, that's what their job is.
It's such a huge part of our success is the crew, and it's all about just their attitudes, and, you know, people like going fishing with people that want to fish,
totally.
You know, and when you have guys that are just as into it as the people that are buying a ticket, or even more,
totally.
Then, you know, the people are going to have a good time. And so that's what we got going on. We got a young crew. They're all just, I could see all of them in the future running boats, having their own, sport fishing operations. So they're just, you know, a bunch of good guys that love what they do, and they're into it, and it, you know, people, they come to that, you know, they're into that. So
that's cool.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And, of course, why don't you talk about the crew? The crew you've put together since you've owned the boat in 2010 has just been amazing.
Yeah, I got, I probably have four guys, a few guys that have been there for like 4 or 5 years. Gavin now, Gavin runs the boat 90% of the time now. He's been there since, I think about 2016. He came in the fall of 2016. He bought a piece of the boat last year, so now he's my partner.
I got that piece of the action. Great call.
Yeah, so he, and he's just, the super go getter.
Yeah. What is it that he just gets him?
He's got the perfect combination of, you know, he's got the youthfulness of just wanting it. He's got the drive. And he wants to be better than everyone else. You know, it's just like the perfect combination of everything. You know, he's really young, but really mature for his age. He's only like 22.
That still blows me away every time.
22.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, fishing isn't. You know, fishing. There's, you got these guys that maybe have like a bit of a natural instinct for fishing, but a lot of it is how hard you work.
Right.
And if you work hard and are willing to put in the time and the effort and, you know, when it's slow, not just give up, but keep the binoculars up to your eyes and stuff, you're going to do good. And he's got that, and
that's cool.
Part of the reason why he's so good at it.
Yeah. And then, of course, you have the spirit of Eddie McEwen on that boat.
Yeah. No, yeah, we got
that.
That
doesn't hurt.
Yeah, that's a badass boat.
Yeah. We got the history of the boat, and, you know, I would say, you know, part of our success is Bluefin, and, you know, we do really good, seems like, on Bluefin, and a lot of it, you know, I think some of it you got to give to the boat. You know, the boat, it just seems like it catches bluefin well.
It does, yeah.
Guys have always done well running that boat, and so there's something to it. I think Gavin and I also have a lot to do with it. But,
yeah, no doubt.
But you know, the boat is fishy.
It's fun though to have that be your boat, and I'm sure for the same thing with Gavin. It's just like the history of guys that have had it before you. It's like everybody that's had their fingers on that boat have run great, successful careers with it, and you guys certainly, you know, are putting an exclamation point on that. It's just it's a rad boat with some really cool history, and it's always fun to see that thing pulling in and out of the dock there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dream boat, really.
Yeah,
I mean, and we've put so much work into it the last few years that it's, you know, for the guy running the boat, it's perfect. I mean, you know, you get on that thing, you start it up, get going, and it is set up to fish.
That's
comfortable
rad.
For the guy running the boat. And so, like, every, like, advantage that the captain might want, we have on there just because of, you know, just putting time and money back into the boat to make it a fishing machine, which is what it is.
Yeah, for sure. So what's your history, Drew? I mean, how'd you get in this sport fishing game?
So I've been doing it since 99. I came down here to go to school and had a friend that was on boats, and he got me on a boat. I started on the Windsong, on a six-pack charter boat, which was running out of Kona Kai at the time. Probably illegal charter boat. I went from there and worked a year on the Limitless with Tom Bertorno. Great guy, great fisherman. And then I went to the Apollo. I stayed on the Apollo for about 10 years. And in 2010... I was with JJ. So did that for a while. And then in 2010... Bill Cavanaugh asked me, said, "Hey, I need a partner on the Queen." I went in there with him, and we spent a couple years together, and then we had a couple bad years, tough years, you know, fishing-wise, and then I took over from there, and I've had it since then. So it's been, you know, that's the history.
That's cool.
Some, you know, good times.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. One of the things that I always admire, well, it's two things that I always like bringing up is, one, I always think that your guys' boat work season is always so extensive because that boat runs all the time. I mean, all the time. Yeah. Like, you guys, you're fishermen, and that it goes back to, like you're saying, with the crew that you guys got, and, you know, so you when you take your maintenance period of time, like, you guys always do so much work because the second that boat comes back from boat work, it's fishing, whether it's wintertime, coastal fishing. The last couple of years, we haven't even got to do all those cool rockfish trips because the yellowtail and tuna have started so early, but the Queen is always running.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's always been our goal, and I think I have a good, you know, going back to the background of the first couple of years of buying the boat, and we had just really, really tough years.
Yeah.
You know, we had bad summer offshore years, and, you know, in to me, my goal after that was just, like, never say no to anything. Just, you know, try and take...
Just work it.
Do whatever you can. Fish as much as you can. Try and always be out. And, you know, so that's helped us.
Yes.
You know, to grow the business and the fishing operation that we have over there.
No doubt. You guys work hard, and it shows.
Yeah.
It's paid off, for sure.
Yeah.
What about rockfish season? Okay, I know it's hard to believe. Here we are in the prime months of September, October, and... in San Diego, but you know, it's going to be January's going to be here before you know it. Are you going to do those calling it rockfish?
Yeah, we'll get right back into that. We'll stop or end our offshore season like the end of November, and we're just going to shut down no matter what fishing does. We'll take the boat up to Ventura, do our haul out, spend probably about 6 weeks doing boat work, and then January, February, we'll roll right into our day and a half calling net trips and fish rockfish, hopefully yellowtail. You know, we've had some great yellowtail years the last couple of years, and hopefully we can roll right into another good coastal season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was always one of my favorite things is that, you know, those guys would get so good at figuring out that yellowtail if it was available. And even, I mean, a bunch of even winter, I mean, true wintertime bluefin fishing. And it was always fun hearing the occasional complaint of guys like, man, I just don't know about those guys. I really came down here to catch rockfish, and like we spent our whole trip catching yellowtail, and I was trying to drop my dropper loops down, and yellowtail kept biting them. That's really not what I was there for, man. This trip was no good.
Like, well, yeah. Maybe those people complaint. Will have yeah. trips to go on again this year.
Yeah. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, we just you just tell him he's crazy.
Darn.
Yeah.
Right. Well, now it's like, well, we didn't catch limits of yellowtail. Well.
Yeah. Or limit the bluefin. Or people are spoiled.
Those are all good problems.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
We like it that way. Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about with Captain Drew Card from the Pacific Queen.
Boy, you're not kidding, man. What a great opportunity. And not easy to get a guy like this off of the boat and off the water for a couple hours. So we're really stoked to have a lot of fun talking fishing. And we want to talk to you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call on the fan, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only are you going to get a chance to talk to Captain Drew, get your questions answered, talk some fishing, talk some tackle, you are also going to get such a killer prize.
Oh, boy.
Drew so generously has donated to one of our guys today. Going to get to go fishing on board the Pacific Queen on a day-and-a-half trip for 2020. An awesome, awesome opportunity. Somebody's going to get to go fishing with Captain Drew and get in all that good fun. So an amazing prize. Again, if you want to get your chance at winning that great trip, or better yet, your chance to talk to Drew, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right, SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right, we arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
The Longfin and Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their 8th annual parking lot show and customer appreciation day, Saturday, September 14th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sale prices from all participating manufacturers. Meet reps from Shimano, PowerPro, Seeker, Phoenix, Daiwa, Avet, AFTCO, Accurate, Berkeley, Mustad, Okuma, MC Swim Baits, CalStar, Seaguar, and more. Over 20 manufacturers will be there. Take advantage of tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle. Free reel service with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle and hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. It's all happening Saturday, September 14th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all Accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and cruise with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey, all of you guys that make Ben and Woods part of your morning routine, just like your morning coffee, thank you, number one. And there's also a very easy way to listen. Just use the radio.com app to stream The Fan on your smart speaker. Just say play 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Phones are packed solid. If you want to get through, the best way to do it, 833-288-0973. And just a quick reminder, we've talked about it a lot of the phone system here. When you call and the lines are full, you're not going to get a busy tone. The phone is going to continue to ring. That is not Adam ignoring your phone call. Your basically call goes into a queue, and then the second that a phone line opens up in order that they came in, it shoots you right into position there. So yeah. If you don't get a busy signal, don't worry. It's not Adam ignoring you. We got you covered.
We're there. Hey, I want to remind you, 1 week from today, no Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be broadcasting here on 97.3 The Fan, a program called I'm Listening San Diego, and it's a two-hour commercial-free broadcast presented throughout the entire Intercom stations, all 200-plus stations that Intercom zones across the country, and it's going to be talking about suicide prevention. So that's 1 week from today, 7 to 9 a.m., I'm Listening San Diego, no Let's Talk Hookup. But we, of course, will be back the following weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, next Saturday, too. Great show next Saturday. We're going to have the guys from Freedom Boat Club and H&H Marine, Dan and Jeff, will be in the studio with Rick and myself next Saturday. So that's heads up there on programming. And then don't forget this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Tuna Frenzy is on the front cover there, and Bluefin, and of course today, opening day of dove season. What are you doing here, Ricky?
I know. Trust me, this is the first time in a long time I've been out shooting the bird a piece. I feel like a little piece of me is missing right now.
And then, of course, Sierras, lots of good information on that. So check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. All right, without hesitation, let's jump into those jam-packed phones. They want to talk to Captain Drew Card from the Pacific Queen.
You got it, man. What a better way to start it off with our buddy Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. I know a regular on the Queen. Good morning, Don.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with Drew again. Drew, love your boat. Love the crew. You know, I can't say enough good things about it. And I can't believe Gavin's only 22 years old.
That blows my mind.
That's wild. Yeah. He looks like he's about 32.
You know, he does, and his knowledge kind of puts him like he's like 60.
Yeah.
You know, the guys work really hard. I mean, Rick said it. I love the boat. You know, a couple of my buds, we just love the boat. And I just wanted to call in and say thank you for everything that you and the crew does. I know they're out in the water working hard again, going after those fish. I did have a question for you. You know, you've been around for a little bit. What's the most difficult thing for you in running a boat like the Queen?
The most difficult thing? Probably just staying on top of everything. Just, you know, as far as, you know, the fishing part is the easy part of running one of these sport fishing businesses. It really is. You go out, you catch fish, you can kind of tune out the other stuff, but paying attention to everything else as you're trying to catch fish is the hard part. You know, making sure the people are fine, making sure they're safe, bills, you know,
machinery.
Keeping
maintenance
the boat
has got to be incredible for a boat that runs that much.
Well, yeah, and it's an old boat too. You know, the boat is, I believe, like 75 years old now. And so
that's crazy.
I was thinking about it the other day. Think of it like you have a party at your house, right? You have a party at your house. The next morning, you clean up all the stuff from the day before.
Sure.
And then maybe someone like dings the, you know, the molding in the house. Imagine if you do that every single day. So, you know, we spend typically 6 weeks, a month to 6 weeks doing boat work every year. And then sometimes, you know, a lot of times throughout the season, we're having to fix little things here and there just to keep the thing going and get through the season. Because we try and stay out every day and get as much fishing time as we can during, you know, kind of a compacted time of the year. So, you just got to keep at it, really, and just it helps. It probably helps with our crew the way we do it. You know, we try and run so much, and then when we stop, instead of stopping and just letting the boat sit and everybody going home, we just go straight into boat work to kind of get it done and take care of the things while it's fresh in our mind, and then we're ready to go. You know, then the next year when fish show up, we just go. We're not we're not caught doing boat work when fish show up. We just go.
It'd be so easy to just drop what you're doing when the season ended and take your month off and then try and get your work in before the season comes. But like you said, if it's fresh, you can still take the month off afterwards if you need to, but then your boat's ready to roll.
Yeah, I mean, we just don't want to miss anything, right? So that's always been our goal, is just to have everything done and ready to go, so that when fish show up, all we got to say is, hey, we're going no matter what, and people usually show up, and we'll have an opportunity to be the first ones on it, one of the first ones on it.
Very good. What are some of your best memories, Don, from great catches this year on the Pacific Queen?
You know, I was out on the Queen in May, early May, and it was a trip that was, to me, just really shows what the crew does. And, you know, we only had a couple of bluefin. They were all kind of in the 70-pound range early in the day, and we kept looking and seeing, couldn't get anything to bite. And Gavin and the crew just didn't give up. And right at dusk, he just said, we're going to fish until I can't see fish anymore. That's and right. We got into a flat fall bite that started somewhere around 6, 7 o'clock, and they didn't stop fishing until everybody had limits.
That's so rad.
Wow.
I mean, it was just incredible. And, you know, it just showed me. And all the crew was on the deck working with the passengers. Some of them had gone down into the bunk, but everybody went home with two bluefin tuna.
Unbelievable.
That's cool.
That's a good day. Hey, Don, thanks for sharing that with us. Appreciate the call this morning very much.
That's cool. Hey, let's jump right back into them. Talk to John. John's calling from Escondido this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
So, John?
It's, always a pleasure to call in. And Drew, I fished in your boat many, many times and stuff, and it's just always a pleasure.
Nice.
You can't say enough about your organization and things like that. Oh, probably 6 years ago, we were out fishing bluefin and yellowfin. It was a rough day, and bait had been hard that year to get. And you, at the end of the day, we were on the Daiwa trip, and you hauled ass back into the back to San Diego, and rebait and got more bait because it had another day to cure, right? For our next day, we went back out and we hammered them again, and you know that's money out of your pocket, and you did not push that on us at all and stuff, and that says a lot about you and your organization. About taking care of the customer and even the guys that are out there that represent you. You know, last year I was lucky enough to get a 225 bluefin.
Oh, wow. Nice.
On the boat, and you know, I mean, it was just a fish of a lifetime, right? And it's always a good trip. But my question for you today is, it's real hard sometimes to, like this year, the Daiwa trip was put out early, and so I ended up being ninth on the waiting list, but I ended up going. But is there a way to, you know, just say, hey, I want to go on this trip. I don't know when you're going to book that trip, and I can pay for it in advance so that I'm lucky enough that I can get on that boat. Because, like, right now, all it is red, sold out.
I know. I'm looking at the schedule here. It's amazing. Everything's sold out.
I mean, I guess I haven't thought about doing that yet. I have thought this year that I'm going to put out a schedule much earlier, probably maybe in the next month or two, just because we're already starting to get a lot of charters for next year, which typically I'd book charters around Christmas time. So I don't know. I guess the best way would just be to email us and try and make that happen. I guess maybe I got to put the Daiwa trip out now. That's always been a popular trip, and we have a lot of return people on that trip, so it always ends up being kind of like, it's almost like a charter, but it's not a charter, it's open.
It's like a group of buddies.
It's always one of the first trips that books up, and I don't know, I don't even know if they've had a bad trip.
Right.
Those 3 days have been really good 3 days.
You've done, it seems like the 3 day has become a lot more popular in the last couple of years, and it just doesn't seem like you can't put one of those on the schedule without, just like John saying, that's a trip that everybody really seems to want to do as of late.
Yeah, well, the 3 day is a great trip for so many reasons. You leave early, so you have the opportunity to go far if you need to go far. If you're fishing close, you can be fishing that first afternoon. You got more fishing time, so you have more chances to connect if it's, you know, if you're having a tough trip, and you get better bait. You get to go to the long, you know, the cured bait side of the bait barge, so you get have better bait. So we've kind of switched or slowly been going to more 3 days over the last probably like 6 or 7 years.
Is that your longest trip?
We do 3.5. We have a couple 3.5 day charters. We don't do those open party, but 3 days is basically our longest trip. And you know, the long range boats have kind of been going more longer trips as their shorter trips, like 5 to 7 day trips are kind of their shorter trips now, you know, to be able to get down to the ridge or the rocks or fish the island. So we've kind of slid in and been able to fill the gap a little bit with the 3 days. And they're real popular trips for running the boat. They're you know, I enjoy them a lot. I know Gavin does. It keeps you on the water more, so you can kind of keep a handle on things.
Totally.
And that was one of the things when we started to do that was part of the reasoning, to have less half days in, so you can kind of always know what's going on. Even if you're on a day and a half and you get in the next morning, even if you were out the whole day, you're losing a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it's just a half day and you need to get stuff done for the boat, you go, you know, you on your way back out, you got to still check in with everybody.
If that fish is moving north the whole time and you're off it for that time, how far did it move and where did it go and what did it do in the afternoon the day before?
We all share information, so we're all, you know, keeping it tabs on each other, but there's no substitute for actually being there and seeing it happen. So.
Yeah, for sure. I see there are, September is pretty much done, but there are spots on October, day and a half trips, and November too.
Yeah, we have, so we're going to fish till the 18th, I believe, in November. I think there's a couple 3 days left in November and maybe a couple day and a half left in October. And if it, you know, the last couple of years, it's been prime fishing time down here. So hopefully we'll have the same, you know, same sort of fishing, same sort of luck. We'll be able to catch yellowfin and bluefin, and hopefully we'll have a good fall.
You know, knock on wood, every trip's different, and it's all about what the opportunity that's given to you. But the other cool thing about those 3 days that we've seen Gavin do a bunch of times in the past is maybe fish that yellowfin for the first half of the trip, get lucky enough to catch all you need on those, and then it's a lot easier to go trophy hunting for a big one when you know everybody's already caught a bunch of fish and the success of the trip has already been made. That's when it's so easy to go swing for the fence. And how many times have you watched Gavin or yourself take the boat out? And it seems like those biggest scores always happen when you don't need them to. You know what I mean? Like when you're trying to hang your hat on catching a 200-pounder, it seems like such a tough thing to do. But when everybody's already stoked, and if the trim went home early, nobody would care. But then all of a sudden you go out and, like John said, you catch a fish of a lifetime. It's those three-day trips are really cool.
Yeah, for sure. So you want to book any of those trips, fishermanslanding.com. You can book right online.
You do that or on our website.
On your website, too. Right. Pacific Queen Sport Fishing.
Yeah, Pacific-Queen.com.
Pacific-Queen.com. Okay, very good. Let's go down south. John Ireland's on the line from Rancho Leonel. Buenos dias, John.
What's up, John?
Good morning, Pedro. Hi, Rick. Hello, Drew.
Hello.
Well, we're having another good week of fishing, guys. It's been just about cookie cutter for the last 4 weeks now. Very, very similar fishing, but good fishing nevertheless. It's all the boats are heading south now. You know, it's 30, 40 miles. The White Cliffs off of Venaramas are producing a lot of Wahoo and Dorado. And so the boats are heading down there. The water temp's a little cooler this week, actually, 84 to 86 degrees. Which is a good water temp for us. We like to see it this time of year and not button up against the 90s. So, but the fishing, like I say, in particular for the Wahoo and the Dorado and the billfish have been extraordinary. About 1.5 miles off the White Cliffs, they're trolling Rapalas and Marauders and picking up Wahoo. And they're between 25 and, we had some big ones, 75 pounds have been the biggest Wahoo this week. But every boat going down there is picking up at least one per boat. If they travel in and out. And then about another 2 miles further off of the White Cliffs, down by Venaramas there, loads of Dorado. More Dorado this week than in the past weeks, and bigger fish as well. It's nice to see so many Dorado around. you know, the average fish are 5 to 12 pounds, something like that. But occasional bull mixed in. We've had some 30, 40-pound bulls, a couple of those a day come to the cleaning table. They're taking Poochies and chunk bait and live caballito. The bigger ones, the bulls are on the marlin lures when the guys are trolling for the marlin. Normally on, they're taking the live ballyhoo. You need a little wire on the Rapalas and the Marauders, but they're getting the wahoo, doing well with the wahoo. And the Dorado, like I say, are thick as well and just outside there. Come a little further on our side, the billfish have been extraordinary billfishing. I'd say every third or fourth fish is either blue or black. A few sails mixed in, lots of stripers on the banks, loving the ballyhoo, slow trolling the ballyhoo and hitting the large marlin lures. A lot of billfish around, typical for this time of year. Roosterfish, big gaios, 50-pound gaios common this week. Not much pressure. Everybody's going outside for the Dorado and the wahoo and the billfish. But big roosterfish on all beaches, both north and south, are picking those up. Caballito working best for them. And then on the banks, I tell you, they're catching down on the bottom on the inshore banks. They're really knocking them dead. Big amberjack all week.
Ooh,
the biggest was
wow.
90. Yeah, 90-pounder was the biggest one this
Just
week.
Nice. That's a 90-pound amberjack. Pez fuerte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, big ones. Big ones. It's been, you know, and that's been going on for the last 3 or 4 weeks as well. You know, Alonzo, one of our captains, loves to go down to the bottom. Some big grouper as well. Big pargo. I think the biggest pargo this week was 34 pounds, but lots in the 20s. Big pompano as well. And so the inshore fishing on the bottom, he's going down 400 or 500 feet to catch some of these fish.
Wow,
pick them up.
Awesome.
But they're doing really, really well on the banks inside inshore. So
sounds like overall, great fishing at Rancho Leonero.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to get a trip down there, I know you've been pretty full. How are reservations? You have available in September, October?
Yeah, we sure do. Right on through October, and it's good fishing. It really is. And the weather's been nice. Little rain over the course of the week, a few drizzles and all that, but everything's greening up real nice. It's a good time to come down, that's for sure.
All right, how do we get a hold of John?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252. Or go to our website, rancholeonero.com. We've got loads of photos. You'll see these big amberjack whoppers.
Yeah.
That's
all right, John. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Look forward to it.
Well, actually, no, we won't talk to you next Sunday because we are preempted by the I'm Listening Suicide Prevention Show. So we'll talk to you 2 weeks from today.
Very good. All right. Week off.
Thanks, Sunday
John.
Off.
Sunday off. All right.
See you, John.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, more great information. We're going to be checking in with the Catch Report, finding out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. Lots of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, of course, it's been a little different this year. You know, 15, 20-pound test, number 2, number 4 hooks. What's the rig?
Oh man, if you're looking for a light tackle yellowfin live bait rig right now, how do you beat a Tranx 400?
Oh.
Super lightweight, really good free spool, lots of power, still enough power if you hook one of those 40-pound bluefins when you were fishing for a 15-pound yellowfin. You've still got plenty of reel to get the job done, and just lightweight, powerful, and inexpensive. Yeah. Under $300, the highest end quality. I love that reel.
Yeah, match that with a Terramar rod and or a and wow, what a combo!
65-pound Max Quattro gives you the strength to catch a big one, but still putting a ton of line on that reel. I love it.
Yeah, really good, and of course. The level wind, too. You don't have to pay attention to getting that back on your reel. You just turn the handle.
Yep. You want to cast one of those small 42-gram or 60-gram Colt Snipers. Again, the perfect setup for it.
And speaking of handle, I love that big handle on the Tranx
400. They're sweet,
too. Yeah. Really a lot of power and a lot of casting ability, too. Tranx 400, Terramar rods. You can't beat the combo at your local Shimano dealer.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I think people think these athletes are like...
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's find out what's biting out there, Rick.
Today it is sponsored by the Sea Surface Temperature Charts from Terrafin. Nobody does it like Terrafin. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave for all the information. You'll take it right there with you every
it's
day
so
on
cool.
the water.
It's really a great service.
It's the best, yeah. You can check Terrafin.com for more information. And it's not just water temperature. Water temperature charts, chlorophyll charts, sea height charts. They just do so much great stuff. And everywhere in the world, I love it. Terrafin, there's nothing
download
like
it. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Yep. Hey, let's start our catch port off up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Hey, Captain Woolley, good morning. Great.
Good, good. Hey, man, you know, things still showing some good sign up here. You know, things perking up a little bit in some right areas. Local stuff on our half day, you know, our anglers have still been on the Calico Bass program pretty hard. You know, our water here a couple days, it did clean up a little bit. And with the sea temps, you know, we did see some 75-degree water this week.
Ooh.
So we saw some good days of Calico Bass fishing. The fly line sardine was certainly the way to go, you know, find that good bait in the hand well and get that thing out away from the boat. Plenty of action to keep people busy and some good standout fish on the larger live baits like the mackerel. Get some real nice fish on the live mackerel this week. And for the guys that like catching on every cast, the rubber lure has been hard to beat. So making those casts and those right little lanes between some of the kelp has been very productive. Pretty much the same program for our three-quarter day stuff right now, too, on these trips. So we have been spending the morning out off the beach looking for kelp caddy fish. A few days this week, you know, we were able to connect on a sample of some of that smaller yellowtail and some dorado. So still there's a little sign out there as well. So it's been a ride back to the inside to fish on the anchor for some of that bass and sometimes some over some of that deeper hard bottom for that three-quarter day trip. So spending the morning out looking,
nice.
Coming in and fishing the anchor in the afternoons there. On the all-day scene, you know, we did see some good yellowfin sign this week. I know we had our fingers crossed last week, Rick. Thursday, we had fish within easy all-day range for us. So a lot of bait in these zones, though, has kind of made this fish hard to catch and hard to get on. So we have seen this fish pretty consistently the last few days. So we will have boats offshore every day this week trying to keep tabs in this area and hope to make a catch. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, certainly reservations are a must right now. on either any half day or three quarter day trip, and certainly on these all day limited load offshore trips. Call the landing here to make your reservation. Our number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web too at danawarf.com. And for your listeners this month, this discount code we're going to run, hookup25. You enter that when you book online for one of these half or three quarter day trips. That'll take 25% off your ticket fare for you right there when you book online.
What a great deal. Hookup25 is a code. Just go to our website, letstalkhookup.com. Click on the Dana Wharf banner on the front page of the website. Go to book a trip and put hookup25 in there, and you get 25% off.
Save me a few bucks.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, hey, Brian, want to remind you, no show 1 week from today. Next Sunday, they'll be doing special programming here on all the intercom stations and the Fan, too. And you will be in the studio the following Sunday, Sunday, September 15th.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Get to sleep in a little bit next week and then get up early the following week and jam on down.
Perfect.
Have fun, Willie.
Great. Thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you. We'll see you in the studio here in 2 weeks.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
All right, you too. Thanks.
All right, fresh back from Cedros Island, we got Jeff Flowers with our Cedros Sport Fishing Report. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Labor Day.
Yeah,
hey,
you too, buddy.
Jeff.
How's that fishing going on down at Cedros?
you know, I have to say it changed a little bit, but it's great. 3 weeks ago when we were down there, they were all that 25 to 40-pound fish. The fish have gotten a little bit smaller. But still some huge days. I had my son Zach with me this last trip, and it was his first trip down to Cedros. And I've never heard him laugh and have so much fun throwing surface iron and catching fish after fish after fish. And when you're throwing back, you know, the 10 to 15 pounders, because they don't, you know, the trip previous, they were a lot bigger. You were getting a score of 20 of the smaller fish, and then you would hook one of the bigger fish. Problem was we were fishing 40 feet of water and the kelp is coming back strong. So had to switch up the rigs a little bit with the surface iron, go to Spectra with a little short 3 foot leader, a 60 pound, and we were still getting rock. So fishing was fantastic.
Wow, sounds really, really good. And you know, it just the beach just keeps on coming down there, and it's just such a great opportunity to go down with Cedros Sport Fishing. If somebody wants to come down there and go fishing, you still have spots available this year?
Yeah, and kind of touching on the spots available, there's a couple that opened up, but we now have plans for our expansion for another 12 spots. So we're looking at a set of drawings for next year to put in an extension to the lodge, so we're able to accommodate a whole lot more people coming up.
Whoa, you don't want to get wait, you don't want to get too big, though. Come on now.
Pete, there'll always be room for you down there.
All right, that's good. Hey, I might also add that we do have our 2020 Let's Talk Hookup Cedros Sport Fishing trips on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page. Of course, July 6th through 10 and August 3 through 7. Those trips book up very, very quickly. So if you want to go, give Cedros Sport Fishing a call. Talk to Rosie. How do we do that?
Get a hold of her through the website at cedrosportfishing.com, or you can call her directly. And I'm one of those guys that uses the phone book in my phone, so I don't remember the number off the top of my head. Pardon me for that, but go to the website and you'll be able to get that information. Also, just to kind of throw something else out there too, we were fishing. Our skipper Javier was talking with some of the commercial guys that were fishing a little bit further south, and there's a big, big spot of Dorado coming up the beach, and probably about 20 miles from the island right now, as well as a bunch of the yellowfin. So things are really happening down there. Fish are being caught. People are having fun. What else can you say about Cedros Sport?
All right. Let's go fishing?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. And, thanks, Jeff.
By the way, Drew, been fishing on your boat since before I had a driver's license, so that's about 42 years ago. Keep that boat running, please. We like fishing it.
All right. We'll
do our best. All right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. And we won't talk to you, of course, next Sunday, preemption here for the I'm Listening program. So we'll talk to you 2 weeks from today.
You got it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks,
guys.
Jeff.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Let's go live to the tribute now. Captain Mike Pritchard's on the line. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. I do like to hear the sound of some Dorado coming this way, too. But
yeah.
We are off to a fantastic start here this morning. A little over 40 on the yellowfin. Just put our third bluefin of the morning on. very, very nice weather, and really just really nice great fish, 12 to 20 pounds on the yellowfin, and the bluefin are right in the 35, 40-pound range. The best part about this is, as of yesterday, there are several new spots of fish found. So a little bit further from home, but seeing a lot more of this yellowfin move in is, hey, it's September.
Yeah, we'll take it, buddy. That's a great time, and glad to hear that there's some spread to the fish. Sounds like a lot of areas where a guy could make a catch from a long ways down all the way to close to home and get everybody spread out, and obviously those things are biting if you got a score like that at, you know, before 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, there's a couple guys that were down here in the zone yesterday that did very, very well. And, I mean, you know, sitting here, engines off, plunking away. We got three fish hanging right now. Just about everybody around us here stopped. And like I said, more than anything, seeing a bigger spread of fish than what we've seen lately, it's really, really good to see. And obviously it is September 1st because we have two mourning dove and a Eurasian on the boat.
The smart ones.
Yeah, yeah. They getting away from some pellets there. Hey, Mike, is it still that light line stuff on that stuff that's further away, number two hook and 20-pound test?
Oh, we just hooked another one. You know, the biggest problem right now is how nice the weather is. It's trying to get a bait away from the boat. This is an annual 2.5-day pelagic trip that we're on. Some very, very good fishermen on it. And the key right now for getting bit is 20-pound fluoro and like a number two, number four hook. We did have several fish this morning in the dark, though, on flatfall and a couple on the cold sniper as well.
All right, fantastic. Well, sounds like you better get back on the deck. If somebody wants to ride the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing, you have trips available this week?
We do. Young lady on the bow just got the bluefin. 619-224-3383 as far as Seaforth Landing or seaforthlanding.com. You can always book through tributesportfishing.com. We're on a full-day, three-quarter-day offshore trip tomorrow morning, but tomorrow night I know there's room, and look like up until Thursday night we have some spots available. So, like I said, very, very good stretch of fish moving in, nice grade. There's no reason not to jump on a boat.
There you go. Thanks, Captain Mike. Appreciate your calls and keeping our listeners updated, and we'll talk to you very soon. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, reminder, the CCA On the Beach Surf Fishing Clinic is coming to Verge's Landing in Morro Bay. It's on September the 27th and the 28th. You can learn right on the sand from Bill Varney and his team on how to find bait and catch surf fish. To learn more on the upcoming Morro Bay clinics, go to surffishtackle.com and click on seminars. Also, check out the fishthesurf.com. Again, fishthesurf.com. You'll find all the tips, reports, and articles designed to make you a better surf fisherman.
Indeed. And, you know, I want to remind you, too, that next week is also our 28th anniversary on the air, next weekend. So, actual anniversary, we're not going to be on the air. That's the day preempted because we actually started the show on a Sunday. But we'll celebrate next Saturday, 28 years on the air for Let's Talk Hookup.
That's awesome.
It's awesome,
man.
Huh?
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I was just, you know, it kind of comes by like, oh my gosh, next year is going to be our anniversary.
28 years. Talking fishing. That's pretty cool, buddy.
Huh?
I dig it.
Well, hey, the phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Drew Card, so let's jump into it.
You got it, man. How about we jump back in and talk to Rich? Rich is calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
And thanks for being there. What a great title of information this morning. You know, you guys were talking about the light line being the thing now for getting bit and the smaller hooks, and that used to always mean monofilament. And that now that we're switching to, like Rick said, 65-pound Quattro and the 400 Tranks reel, I'm wondering what's Drew's thoughts on how much of that Quattro you actually want in the water while you're fishing. And another thing about line that I'm wondering about is, since bluefin have teeth and you're using a little bit lighter line, what about maybe using a few inches of slightly heavier fluorocarbon so that they don't chew through it, maybe like a foot or so above the hook?
Well, typically, you know, when we're with fluorocarbon, we're going to fish probably from your tip down to your hook or just a couple feet, you know, for so your knot doesn't get caught up in the guides. As far as spectra, how much spectra you want, it's kind of a, I would say you got to go based off your fishing skill. If you feel comfortable with how you can keep track of your bait and with a bunch of people around you,
right,
maybe having a short top shot is the way to go for you. Maybe not even having mono, just going straight fluorocarbon. Maybe if you don't fish as much, maybe you want to have more mono on your line, and then a short top dot, a fluoro from there. But I would say, you know, for spectra, what happens is guys get, they get caught up in a tangle. They have all the spectra. They don't want to lose their spectra. So they spend all this time, or a crew member spends all this time trying to get them out of a tangle, and then they miss the whole bite.
Yeah.
So it's important to kind of go with kind of your skill level too, rather than, you know, or just not be so concerned about cutting your spectra. You know, sometimes you got to do that. As far as bluefin, you know, getting bit off is just part of it. You know, I don't think you're going to be helping yourself out a whole lot more by having a smaller piece of heavy line right before. If we're fishing heavy, like flat falls or big fish where you can get away with fishing a little bit heavier line with a jig or something, then yeah, of course. But when it's picky and you got to use light line, you just got to use light line and hope for the best. Yeah, the way you probably want to go or change up is when you're fishing a small hook, make sure it's a circle hook.
If you're fishing on the deck of a boat with, you know, 25 or 30 guys or 40 guys next to you, there is no doubt fishing a longer top shot of monofilament, you know, a boat length or a cast length of monofilament, there's no doubt it will fish easier amongst all those people. It is just, it is undeniable. You know, I mean, and you know, there, on the same token, there's no denying that a short little piece of fluorocarbon helps the bait swim better. And, you know, I mean, there's not a right or wrong way to do it. But if you spend most of your time fishing around 30 or 40 other people's, there is just no denying how much easier it will be to fish that longer piece of mono.
Yeah, you'll just be able to keep track of your bait, be able to keep track of your line better, and you'll be in less tangles, and you'll be fishing more.
You can just feel your bait more.
And when you get in a tangle, it's easier to get out.
Okay, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Let's continue our catch report. The surf guru himself is on the line, Gundy Gunderson. What's up, Gundy?
Wow, that's good stuff right there.
Yeah, man.
You know, I have guys ask me about fishing the, spectra and the surf, and it's cool unless you run into problems. You know, if you snag into the rocks, you got to be real careful breaking free, you know, and then if you do tangle, that sort of situation, you have those issues. So it's always weighing the good and the bad, right? You know, nothing's perfect, so that's what we always strive for.
Yeah, that's it.
And another thing we strive for is Corbina, and boy, what a good week of fishing. I just tell guys that this is just the prime time right now. There was a little bit of dirty water in between the Long Beach area, but the guys down south and the guys up north are really knocking these fish. And, a little precursor to this, good perch action up there in Santa Barbara. We'll start up there. Several fish in the 2-pound class. And this may be the first signs of fall approaching. You start getting those better perch moving in again as the water kind of stabilizes and maybe cools off a bit. The bait fight has been best up there with guys using cut anchovy and mussel. Cut anchovy is very good bait for those larger size perch. Old timers used to salt them so they stay on the hook, but a very good bait for better size perch. Good catches were reported from Silver Strand, Santa Claus Lane, Fifth Street, those typical good perch areas. Wiley's reported 15-pound striped bass taken near the old chart house. The guy was fishing, again, cut anchovy, and, boy, they haven't seen a striped bass up there for a while. That was kind of a pleasant surprise. The Corbina bite, also good along that stretch, Santa Monica, Malibu beaches. A shop regular had 3 fish. I think 2-pound 12-ounce was his best fish. Just Fishing in Redondo reported good fishing for Corbina. Torrance, Manhattan beaches. One angler reported 3 fish taken near the harbor there. 3-pound 4-ounce was his better fish. And he was, had a hard time finding the big crabs, stringing 2 or 3 on, and that will work, definitely will work. And, if that's what you're dealing with, that's what you have to do. Big Fish in Seal Beach reported some streaky water, made the bite uneven. The best bet there was, some chunky yellowfin croaker pushing bait off Dog Beach there, and the guys were casting crocodiles under the birds, and I think, 4-pound 9-ounce or something was the biggest yellowfin. That's a nice yellowfin croaker. Hogan's have the same problem, an influx of dirty water slowed the fishing there. But from Oceanside South, very good fishing, very good conditions. And those guys in Pacific Copes checked in a 3-pound 9-ounce, 3-pound 6-ounce Corbina this week. They said they probably checked in over a dozen fish in the 3-pound class. This month they had a Corbina Derby, and that 3-pound 9-ounce fish won the Derby here in the last weekend. But the top catch for those guys was a 6-pound, 2-ounce spot fin croaker, and that was taken outside the breakers. At Torrey Pines on Mussel, And then finally, Blue Water reported a shop regular took a 30-pound striped bass on a sand crab.
Wow.
Right at the mouth, Delmar River mouth, on a sand crab, fishing 10-pound test, ran him up and down the beach, but a very nice fish. And, boy, you know, we've seen those. We were talking about that last week,
yeah.
Our last time, Brock, talked about, you know, can you really target those things? Difficult to target, but there are places where they catch them with regularity. And Dog Beach, Del Mar is one of those places. So
that's so crazy. Cool, man.
The better your chance.
Where the turf meets the surf, and the stripers do too.
That's cool, Gundy.
That's a great place to watch the horses.
Indeed. All right, Gundy Gunnison, surf crew extraordinaire. Thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you not next week because we're preempted next week for the special programming here on the Fan. But we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Got the word. Looking forward to it, guys. Have a good go at it.
All right.
Thanks, Gundy.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that very much.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour coming your way. More Let's Talk Hookup, more of your phone calls, and more with Captain Drew of the Pacific Queen. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego, a radio.com sports station.
Hi, this is Manny Machado from the San Diego Padres.
Grand slam, Manny Machado. His first as a San Diego Padre. Was 4-1, now it's 8-1.
The Padres play here on 97.3, The Fan.
This program is sponsored and produced by Let's Talk Hookup. Opinions and offers expressed during this program are not those of Intercom Communications or 97.3, The Fan. Sometimes they tell some pretty hefty fish stories, and we don't know if they're true or not.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charter or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-7676 or check kingfishercharters.com.